This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Hey,
I'm Madman.
Well, I'm 9.
I wasn't saying welcome to you.
Oh, we've I thought you were welcoming me.
We've been around each other for going on 5.5 hours now.
That's true. We did record a commercial.
Well,
we just finished recording a commercial, and then we did this.
Yeah, and we did a program this morning.
Yeah, we did.
5 hours, y'all.
It's a busy day, man.
Of talking.
Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Really, I say welcome to the show on the other show, and I mean it then, too. But again, you seek this out. You're usually listening very intently with the earbuds, or it's in your car, which I find a lot of you do. So, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Very much.
Thank you for tuning us in.
Yeah.
You could be listening to anything right now. You could be listening to Turnpike Troubadour or something. You chose us. And that is an honor and a privilege.
Reunited.
Yeah.
They've reunited.
Be back soon. Feels good. Feels real good. Feels so good.
Let's work together on when they do announce a tour that we team up together to get tickets.
Yeah, I'll go see them.
Okay.
The older I get, the less I really want to go see most shows.
Uh-huh.
But I want to see them.
I would like to see them. And, you know, that'll be, you know why that'll be a tough ticket first before we get into whatever we're going to talk about?
Because people are just desperate for it.
Well, not just that.
Oh.
It's, you know, they've been apart, you know, you know, not a falling out, but substance abuse and things like that. But they do a lot of music on Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Which is highly viewed program.
Yeah.
So they got that market too. So
I
would be into going to that. So one thing that is huge with podcasts is people like murder ones, you know, they like ones where it's like, and the people, it's like they, you know, they always have this great, I used to call it monotone, but the more I think about it, it's like the ASMR where they're like, the year was 1983, Saratoga Springs.
Yep.
She was 19 years old. Her name was blankety blankety blank.
Yes.
She left home that morning. She told her mom, I'll see you later. It was the last time her mother saw her. And they'll stretch that out. And it's this whole thing. But there's something to that.
Bothersome, ain't it? Bothersome, I say.
And then the other ones are like for the ones that are very successful. And you know, ones that I'll admit I've listened to before.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ones where I walk away learning something.
Yeah, that's the best part. I kicked the metal. Sorry, here's a metal thing.
I thought you were ringing
here.
A bell for me.
No,
you agreed.
A metal thing down here by my foot. It's real easy to kick in this studio. That's smart.
Maybe that's part of
boom.
What the hell is it?
It's like it covering
symbols?
Up. It's protecting nothing. There's nothing.
What the
there's
hell?
Absolutely nothing behind it. So it's just, there's just no reason for it to be here at all.
Oh my God. It sounds like a freaking gong.
Yeah, it does.
Well, yeah, you like to, at least I do. And I know a lot of the podcasts, again, this is far different from doing just radio. But, you know, you like to be stimulated by hearing things maybe you didn't know. Or, again, with the murder ones.
Yeah.
You know, it's the intrigue, the suspense.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And I happened upon this. And I give up on the urinating contest that I have with you 9 in my own head probably about knowing stuff that you didn't know. Like, I got to be honest. I really, it's a personal, humble brag victory. Thank you. I agree. Can I get an amen? When I know something that you don't, and that's not a knock on you.
You can fill pamphlets with stuff I don't know, all right?
But we know a little, and I've been told this by many,
mm-hmm.
and this is where I'll take the collective of you and I, that we know a lot. Oh, no, we know a little about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we do a lot about a little stuff.
Not the...
Oh, pardon, the other way.
Well, that sounds like you're talking about our penis size.
We know a little about a lot of stuff, yeah.
I know a lot about a big stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, are you familiar, you know, we're talking about pandemics. That's buzzworthy right now.
Yeah, it is.
Cataclysms, all this stuff. Plague. Tell me the plagues you've heard of.
Bubonic plague.
Oh, that's a tough one to say.
Spanish flu. It was Black Death, they called it, because bubonic's hard
Isn't
to say.
That a strain of marijuana?
Spanish flu. That's no.
Bubonic.
Oh, probably. Bubonic chronic.
Yeah.
Probably.
Made me joke. Shit, it ain't no joke.
Remember that? You got the Spanish flu. Spanish fly was a plague there for a little while.
That was a roofie.
Yeah, it was. Well, no, it was aphrodisiac.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what was Funky Cole Medina? Was that a roofie?
That was aphrodisiac.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
They still sell this?
I think so.
What do they call it now? Monster Energy? I'm kidding.
I don't know. It's like a Spanish fly, though.
Yeah.
Let's see what else you got.
Plagues.
You got all the biblical plagues, locusts and whatnot.
Oh, God.
You got all those ones.
Yeah.
There's been some other ones.
Are you aware of the Dancing Plague?
No. What was that?
Dancing.
Was that
plague.
Disco?
It was several years ago, 1518.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah, I wasn't alive then.
Well, nor was I,
I must have missed that.
No, but you wasn't alive any of them other ones you just said.
Were they doing the Cupid Shuffle?
Maybe. I honest to God, I don't know how this came across my screen. Ew, gross. But one thing Instagram's doing now, I don't know if you noticed, is they'll feed in accounts that are similar to ones that you follow now.
Yeah, between ads, yeah.
Yes, and you may not, you're like, when the hell did I start following this? Oh, okay, I don't. But, so this happened upon my screen, and the Dancing Plague of 1518, it gave very little information, so I started researching.
Yeah.
It was a real thing. It was called Dancing Mania or the Dancing Epidemic of 1518.
Is that Night Fever, Night Fever?
I miss the Bee Gees, man. I wish that the Neville brothers stayed together because I feel like they could have recreated the Bee Gees.
Yeah, they could. Yeah.
Especially, you know, Aaron by himself. Aaron.
So where's the dancing play? What, I mean, did people get it from dancing? Was there a sickness that made them dance?
See, look, July of 1518... an outbreak began. Mm-hmm. A woman began to dance fervently in the street. No, I haven't looked that part up. Does that mean passionately, graphically? Is she shaking her ass? I mean, in 1518, what were the standards of dancing?
It would be with fervor. It'd be with some vigor and some excitement.
So we would look at that today in that way? Did they look at it in that way in 1518?
I imagine that's how they saw it back then.
Because we're basing this off of a couple of books and mostly on engravings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, this happened, by the way, in France, Strasbourg, France, modern-day France. The Holy Roman Empire was going on. Well, this chick starts out fervently dancing in the street, and historical documents, including all the stuff I just said or whatever, says a single woman started dancing and then a group of mostly young women joined in.
Mm-hmm.
The dancing did not seem to die down. In fact, it lasted. It grew up at some points to 400 people,
uh-huh.
And they danced from July of 1518 till September of 1518.
Oh, wow.
July, August.
They danced for 3 months, roughly.
3 months.
Yeah.
And the reason why
this
is so interesting is that they wouldn't stop. They would eat or whatever,
yeah.
But they would not stop. And, of course, again, Holy Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the first, you know, expectation is it's a demon possession or they're a witch.
Yeah.
I assume.
Yeah, probably so. They're going to think something's wrong. Now, was this like an out? Now, do you think the dance and play, they started dancing? Did they have, was this crotch critters or something?
Well,
was it a plague of crotch critters? Because that would make people dance.
As I'm researching this, as I put in dancing in the streets,
crabs, pubic lice type of stuff?
No, Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And well, they had both.
All around the world, they're dancing in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, like, are they paying homage to that? Well, turns out no.
Oh.
But the only, yeah, so it was this weird thing, and there's all these various accounts, so it's likely that it really, they have a Wikipedia page for, I mean, it's a real gimmick or whatever, all kind of books written about it. But the only thing that anybody can fervently account to this, I suppose, is that one of the women that was in the dancing group that danced for 3 months straight. Oh, it says here they were also convulsing, so remember that. That not, doesn't always mean dancing.
Yeah.
But in some people's minds,
yeah,
it is, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, one of the women had recently been bitten by a tarantula.
Oh, okay. He thinks he's getting high on spider venom.
See, okay.
There's an imported tarantula. They don't
exactly
have those in France.
That's what I was thinking. Excuse me. See, I got something to kick.
Yeah, you got a trash can. Don't break it now.
Oh, I'm going
to
move it.
Move it. Don't break it.
I didn't mean to kick it there. I forgot I was in my blank kickers. First off, let's look at it this way before we get into the theories. The what?
You're going to be wearing it as a shoe.
You're thinking about the little baby wearing the Dixie Stampede cups.
Yeah.
Well, okay, before we get into the possession or satanic stuff or whatever it may be.
Spider venom.
Why is it that even back then, I mean, in 2021, it would be even more weird, but in that year, 1518, that if a girl goes out in the streets, she's done her wares for the day or whatever it is,
yeah,
and she's like, I have this song in my head. I don't know, you know. She just starts dancing.
Yeah, and I feel good. I'm dancing.
Mostly young girls, younger. Look, she's having fun. We're going to start dancing. And then maybe positivity broke out.
Yeah.
Now, I can't explain that they did it for 3 months, but why is it, though, in modern day world and even back then, that if you see somebody out on the street dancing, if they're not wearing nice clothes, I think they're on drugs.
Well, that's...
Why is that? That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess
but
it
are
is.
Are you the same?
I don't remember the last time I saw somebody out in the street dancing who wasn't obviously on drugs.
Drive my way home.
All right. Yeah, but those, again, obviously on drugs is key here. Because if somebody's obviously tweaked out of their skull or something and they're out dancing around high out of their mind, you can pretty easily tell they're high out of their skull.
But if they were wearing nice clothes,
it's easy to spot.
I would just say, look, they've done well in life. They're just happy. Well,
if they look like they're high as hell, then I'm going to assume they're high as hell.
Well.
Even if they're wearing, like, Versace or something.
What was that?
Gucky.
Da Vinci.
Gucky.
Well, so there's that way to look at it. You go get me going on that. There's one I say wrong, but not on purpose.
We're wearing Ralph Lauren for all I care.
Hey, you can't throw that in that hole.
Well, it's Ralph Lauren, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Purple label.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
I'm wearing Paula.
The tarantula poison or whatever, you don't. If I'm dying and convulsing or whatever it may be, that first of all, it wouldn't last 3 months. Secondly, it would not be something that would be passed on.
I mean, it could be contagious, whatever it is.
Contagion,
but
it'd
be something neurological that would be tough to pass on unless it's some sort of parasite.
Okay.
There are things, though. I played a lot of Plague Inc.
What is that?
It's like that little phone game from a few years ago where you design a plague and try to kill everybody in the world. And then COVID
maybe that's
happened.
How they figured out how to do Corona. Because they're like, we're going to give them a game and then we'll see who can actually make the good one.
Mm-hmm.
You might have had a hand in this.
No, I didn't. I didn't ever do that great at it.
Well,
I won a few times.
This is what I've often said about, I'm not the first to say it, but my way of thinking about drugs is that in the old days, somebody had to go out into the field and the hunters and gatherers, and somebody was the guinea pig who had to try it first. And you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
you know, once people became civilized, at least they would. Maybe it was someone that was in jail or whatever. Hey, well, and so that's where that we learned about hallucinogens and DMT and all this various stuff. But in this particular episode here, I mean, there's no way to really know. But I love the pontification of theories in history.
Well, it's an interesting thing too about, you know, just the way people respond to somebody dancing. That what's wrong with them? Yeah, it goes further than just even that, because, you know, you go out in modern day, if you're just walking around somewhere with a smile on your face, like, dude, I'll be walking around the grocery store or discount shopping club.
I'll be walking around
in there with big smile on my face. And people look at me like I'm out of my mind. People look at me like I'm high. And I am high, but still, that's beside the point. I'm happy to be there. And people look at you like you're weird if you look happy. And I mean, how many times have you heard somebody say, usually an old Southern woman ain't never in a good mood. What are you happy about? Why are you in good mood? Why are you in good mood for?
That it. Yeah.
Wait, why are you questioning my good mood? It should be, why are you in a bad mood? My default should be a good mood. The bad mood should be the exception. And with me, it is. And with you, it is.
I can't hide mine. That's one good thing that I can tell you as somebody who knows me, that, like, I can't put it on.
No.
I'm not. This one thing is probably hampened. I don't know. It held me down in life, business-wise, because I don't ever, like, just say, oh, yeah, everything's good.
Yeah.
Actually, I need to step out of here for a minute,
please. Yeah, take a breather, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Thank you.
All right, Gay's back.
All right. Yeah. I ain't that fed up. We just had to take a break.
Yeah, we had a break in there.
But, yeah, the what are you so excited? And I've been in situations where, you know, somebody's like, what kind of good news did you get today? Or, I don't know, I just woke up in a good mood. Why is that such a anomaly? I don't know why. I just woke up in a good mood today.
Yeah.
Is it you're so used to, and I'm speaking to
yeah,
myself.
I mean, people say, I don't know why I'm in such a good mood today.
I don't know why.
But, I mean, you shouldn't be expecting a bad mood, right?
But
I never
we
wake
do.
Up expecting a bad mood.
That's
I'm in a good mood most
about
of the time.
The world and society in general. I don't know why I'm in such a good mood.
Yeah. I don't ever try to question a good mood, man. I love being in a good mood. What do I have to be? I don't have anything to be in a bad mood about.
There's some that do.
Yeah, I know. Some
I get
people
that.
Have tough luck, tough times, but not all the time.
But when you, like, I one thing you were mentioning about seeing somebody walk around, when you try to smile, it is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
When you try to smile, it's kind of creepy.
But I just be walking around like this in the store, you know?
But when you try to,
I'm a creepy individual.
No, you're not.
I have ways. That's creepy.
I feel like you want to have that aura. You're not. You're a big teddy bear.
That's a creepy thing when you see me posing, smiling for a picture because I put on that weird face.
Yeah, I can't fake smile. Well,
that
either.
Face scares some people,
see,
man.
This is a good thing. This
it's
is
definitely creepy.
Good.
It scares some people.
Do you remember when we used to get headshots, promotional photos taken? Oh, way back years ago.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
You remember there were a couple different times where me and our boss kind of butted heads where he kept telling me to smile.
Yeah.
He said, smile in some of these pictures. I hate my smile.
Yeah. You don't like smiling.
It's not that.
I remember you'd say to the boss, I don't smile.
Well, a fake smile, I can't just, I don't know. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I struggle with this. Like if I'm, and I'm in a great mood right now, certainly. Like you tell me to smile. But it's not, you're telling me to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If I'm happy, I will.
Like, I resent all, it is usually women, and I'm going to say this, it ain't sexist, it's just what I observe.
Mm-hmm.
women and their fake smiles, where they take three pictures when they go out to dinner and they're like, I don't know which one to post. Well, let's do all three. We'll laugh in one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me what the hell is so funny.
The reason you feel that way is the same reason I feel that way, is because all the times that you were growing up and you were a kid and you saw two women see each other at church, walk up to each other, uh-huh, and smile at each other and speak to each other, and then they both walked away like they just bit into a lemon.
Dude,
not that's just a, like a bitter, like the Keystone Light commercial bitter beer face what they'd have on their face when they walked away from that conversation.
It's always so good to sit in the balcony. You could witness you just that firsthand.
Dude, I watched that millions and millions of times as a kid.
It was like being in the book depository.
Yeah. The book suppository, right?
Did I say suppository?
No, I did. I was trying to get you.
Get your head out of your ass.
It's a book.
Yeah. Okay. The thing that I'm definitely guilty of is, and I don't mean to be, do you feel as though I'm a more optimistic, positive? You've known me up and down the damn mountain and the flow of the ocean, Jim.
Yeah, you're more on the positive side. More, certainly more than you have been in the past, more and more so all the time.
I try as the Dickens, even when I'm not, but it's sometimes really hard because I try to be as authentic. See, that's what people say. Be real, be transparent.
Yeah, that's what people want, right?
And then they say, well, what's wrong with you? And so I
what's wrong with you?
And so
what's wrong with him?
I don't try to question why I'm in a good mood.
Rick, what's wrong with who paid in his cornflakes?
You know how I always said, I always felt as though if I'm eating at a red light that people are looking at me, oh, fat ass.
Oh, look, fat ass over here. Look, he eats.
Meanwhile,
but they know you eat.
They're not at all.
It's obvious you eat.
That. They're too busy on their own phones or looking
they're
at
eating their own lunch.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
When I see, and I go up to a red light and I see somebody jamming out like, dancing or like even singing along or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Why am I, because again, I'm very positive, but I'm like, I don't know. Is that just me getting older? I'm like, calm down over there. I don't know what it is. Yeah, just being honest.
I don't know what it is, man.
I mean, keep patting myself
you
on
do.
The knee.
Now, as you getting older, keep hitting myself in the leg when I talk.
Wake up over there, leg.
Come on, leg. Get with it, leg.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I guess part of it's the lack of self-esteem. You know, like to get me to ever like dance anywhere.
Especially in the streets.
Then it's the plague.
It is.
But it was always like a lack of confidence. And, people would say, oh, that's your ego because you think everybody's looking at you. No, it's just, and this is the reverse of this. I knew if I would see some bumbling big dude up on a dance floor.
Hey, bumbling big dude.
You used to call me that in college.
Yeah.
If stepping all over toes or whatever.
What are you doing, bumbling big dude?
I'd pull out the phone.
Yeah.
I might run a little video, share it in the group chat.
Yeah, you would. I would too. I wouldn't
live on Instagram or nothing. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, not everybody's that dickhead that I am, you know?
That's true.
Again, everybody's in their own little world, their own little firmament, their bubble. Keep them on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're not paying attention to you.
Doing their own thing, man.
So that's where I think I'm at. I was talking on the other show about my lack of giving a damn about when I order fruity drinks or, you know, not the hardcore liquor drinks.
Love fruity drink.
I'm the same way about dancing now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be out of town first. I want to go to a town where our radio shows are not aired. You know, I know the podcast worldwide, or whatever,
yeah.
But I want to go and try it out a little bit. Like, get out of the way, trash.
How does it keep coming back to you?
It moved, didn't it?
No,
this place is haunted.
You keep moving over more.
Well, let me set it up a little straighter.
That's what it is.
That, you know, where was I? I'm sorry. I was totally.
I don't remember.
Popped in the trash can. Oh, help me.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Working our way back.
Yeah.
We were talking about dancing. Okay, my lack of self-esteem.
Okay, there you go. You got there.
I want to go to a, not a dance hall, not a dance club, but I want to go to a place where there's a DJ and they're playing music. And then you're not dancing the entire time, but every once in a while you get up there. And I want to get in there and I want to, I have very little dance skills, although when it comes to somewhat shagging, I do all right.
Yeah, I've seen you cha-cha slide like hell now.
I'm good at that. I add a little oomph to it.
Yeah, you do.
But I want to try it out, and then I want, because I enjoy it. But I've always been, that wet blanket was on me, like, not that it's everybody's, because somebody told me that one time, and I wanted to slap them right in the face.
Yeah.
But it was my grandma.
Well, you can't slap grandma now.
Well, it would knock her teeth out.
Yeah, it would have been a mess.
She was a sweet, sweet lady.
I bet she was.
But she's like, you just think everybody's watching you. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. Like,
you don't understand.
I realize I stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out there in a, inside of a building wearing sunglasses with a huge beard.
Yeah.
And then I'm dancing all, but I don't care. As long as me and mine are having fun with it. Or how about this? I can look at it this way. So what? Great song by Metallica.
It is a damn good tune.
So what if somebody videotapes me or I give them a chuckle?
Covered by a song by Anti-Nowhere League.
It's a little bit of positivity that I threw out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just having fun of my own dance like no one's watching.
Yeah, see, I'm not personally into dancing, but I don't discourage anybody else from dancing if they want to dance.
That's a, yeah, or just acting a fool. Like if you're a big box retailer and they're playing an actual song you like. I don't care.
You should dance if you feel the mood.
I'm afraid they'll think I'm a demon possessed.
Or on drugs.
See?
It used to be the demon possessed, now it's on drugs. We just, I mean,
what are you kids, on dope?
I think more than ever nowadays. I mean, I can understand people didn't have a whole lot to smile about in the 1500s because every day
you would just fathom.
You worked your fingers to the bone every day just to survive life back then. That's just how it was. Nowadays, I mean, a lot of people don't have near as much to be upset about, but it's still a big surprise to a lot of people to see somebody who seems to be in a good mood. And it's that thing about what we were talking about before we came in the building this morning, about how people talk themselves into it. Hey, what's up, man? Oh, and I said, I was thinking about one of my favorite old man sayings. Hey, how you doing? If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Yeah.
But now you don't hear that
never
anymore.
Hear
it's
that.
Always another day in paradise, which means you're about two steps away from jumping off the roof.
That's maybe a little far away.
Well, you know, it's
the
tone they take.
That's part of the vernacular, too, in a sense, because never do I leave anyone's place and tell them to go with me.
Yeah.
Come go with us.
I love that,
No,
though.
You stay put. I'm leaving. I'm done with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to the other point of that, though, as far as, like, you know, being who you are and kind of, you know, enjoying yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It is kind of... It allows you to just, like, I'm not going to say no blanks given.
Yeah.
The F word. But that's really what it
is.
Oh,
that's the one.
It's to a degree. It's having your own personal moral standards or couth or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it is.
I watch my mouth when I'm around my mama. I do. I mean, like, I will say certain words around her, and she knows that. Well, you're 46 now, and I can't tell you not to say
it. Yeah, I'm on cuss. This is going to happen now. It used to be when I was younger, I could turn it off. Now, if I'm not actively in front of a microphone, I'm going to cuss a lot.
That's another thing that's such a weird thing. That's
Look, like, I'm kind of trashy. It happens.
It's not a trash thing. It's like you're not conforming to the English.
Well, the way it comes so natural
whatever.
To me to talk like a heathen, man, I feel kind of trashy. Because it's just natural.
I love heathen.
There's no, you know how it is. There's no effort involved. It's heathenish.
Heathens.
Heathen's the best. I love heathen.
You heathen.
Yeah. Yeah, we know it's heathen, but we grew up here in heathen, and it's way better.
Yeah. The other thing that before we have to wrap this up.
Yeah, man, we got a few minutes.
One of the other things that they were saying is that some of the modern theories, I should say, about the dance plague.
Yeah.
Was that they may have accidentally discovered LSD.
Oh, hell yeah.
And not realized, because and you may have known this. Well, hell, what am I saying? I know you did. A certain fungi that grows will develop into LSD, and these suckers were growing on grains like the rye.
Yeah.
That these women were making bread out of.
Really?
And think about, I assume, concentrate LSD.
Yeah.
And
okay,
it's in the
I like
bread.
This now.
And bread was like peon food back then.
It was.
Everybody had bread. That's why we have pizza
today.
It was trash food.
People didn't like people
bread.
Didn't
fill you up.
Yeah.
And that's why all the poor people got fat. No one understood. Like, why are the poor people so fat?
Yeah, why are all the poor people
they didn't
fat?
Eat carbs.
They didn't eat nothing worth a damn. Everything was trash.
A lot of people think that was Still they is. Accidentally discovered, or I mean, hell, LSD. I don't know. Hey, you know who discovered it?
Yeah, how you know? You don't know.
But so a lot of people even tie this in with the Salem witch trials. Witch trials.
Really?
Because
that's interesting.
The same coven of women
mm-hmm.
made almost like the Mennonite women down here in a sense.
Yeah, all the
known
bacon.
For their baking.
Yeah,
maybe they used the wrong grain.
Could have been. Yeah, man, I could go for some Mennonite baked goods right now.
Especially if it had LSD in it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't messing with
the pound cake with LSD in it.
I'd not.
I'd eat LSD pound cake.
I've messed with that one time many years ago. Well, no, twice. Twice. One time it was actually pleasurable.
Mm-hmm.
It was at a Hootie and the Blowfish concert of all places. The end story, though,
you and Sony were the only ones on LSD there.
But do you remember? Hootie had a parrot on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember what happened at the end of the concert, what I realized?
You had a girl on your shoulders the whole time.
The whole time, and she wasn't the smallest girl.
Yeah. Well, you're a pretty stout fella now.
Yeah, but still.
That's not how you fairly stout.
To be in a state of mind, fella, where you see Hootie performing.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
First of all,
something.
What was up with taking, my friends, I never bought stuff. Hey, here, take this blotter. Devil's blood.
Yeah, you want this
called.
Blotter?
It's called devil's blood.
That's funny.
We're gonna take it. We're gonna see Hootie.
Yeah,
I was crying when he did Let Her Cry.
I bet you were.
That's because this big bitch was on my back.
That
I didn't mean,
don't
man.
Be mean.
She was real sweet.
Yeah,
a larger size lady.
Yeah,
I
just,
really pull back
got in
on
the moment.
That.
I know. Ain't nobody gonna hate on you too bad.
Well, I am in the moment now.
You gonna hate on yourself worse than they hate on you?
Yeah. So I don't want to mess with that. Now I do like some. I guess I do weed bread, but I. Then you'd have to eat a lot of it.
Yeah, oh yeah, you do.
Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've had with that? Speaking if you want to, I don't know.
I mean, all kind of stuff.
Like the weirdest thing? Can you make tea out of it? Like
Yeah.
So would you boil the marijuana leaves?
A lot of people like to use the stems for tea.
People have been throwing those away for years.
Yeah, I know. That's just one way to repurpose them or upcycle them or use them for something.
Oh, man.
Just use them for something besides throwing them away.
I wonder if you make beard oil.
I don't know.
Butt oil.
Yeah, using butt. Wait, butt oil?
Bud.
Bud. Oh, they said butt.
Do you have any pubic hair?
Yeah.
Would you use what I'm maybe thinking about calling bush hair or bush oil?
Man, maybe. I'd try it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to hear.
Okay.
All right. I'm thinking about... contacting Gavin Rosdale to see if he'd like to be the face.
He might, man.
Bush oil.
He might want to be the face of it.
Well, if not him, I'm going after Jeb.
Nobody wants to be the face of bush oil.
Oh, man. I tell you what.
This has been fun.
I enjoy sitting around just talking to you when I'm being paid for it. I really do.
It's great. Especially when it's even more fun when we're getting paid for it, right?
No, I do. Hell, I mean.
I have fun too, man.
Listen, the best show is the one you'll never get to hear.
Yeah.
And I don't say that to you listening right now. So, a lot of stuff you can't recreate.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you just can't recreate.
That's when you know you got good chemistry. When you talk to somebody, have long conversations, don't even matter what's on the TV, and next thing you know, holy crap, it's 11:30. We got to go to bed.
We got to go to bed. I got to be up in 4 hours.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Jay, Jackie.
Matt, man.
I enjoyed it. It's After Hours with the Rise Guys.
It's been fun talking to y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.